This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the Looters Podcast. Would you just roll?
Just rolling some shit.
A zero.
This show is going to be a six today.
Oh,
that was a five.
Five, it's getting worse.
Yep.
Well, 65 because it's a D10. You got to put the numbers together.
All right. We are a sci-fi actual play space opera podcast using the Stars Without Numbers system and set in a universe of Matt's own design.
Whoa.
Matt designed it.
And I...
He did indeed.
Indeed.
Indubitably.
And I'm a little nervous today because I have a lot of big announcements.
What?
Well, first
Hit
off...
Good nerves, though.
I hope you all enjoyed, whoever cared to listen to, our little special midweek feed drop.
Hey, yo.
Midweek feed drop.
What?
The main feed. The talkback.
Wherever you listen
Friday,
to your podcasts.
We dropped our first talkback. We're going to be doing these every other episode. They won't be on the main feed normally, though. So if you enjoyed it and want more of that content, you're going to have to come check out our new Patreon.
Yay. That's Patreon.
Yeah, is that baby. Official?
There comes a time in every podcast's life
when you think you're official.
And you make a Patreon.
Wait. So what's on the Patreon?
That's a great question. We have all sorts of fun things. We have bonus content.
Don't forget the OnlyFans.
With your feet pics.
Yeah, exactly. Don't promise things you can't deliver.
We're going to AI generate OnlyFans content of our characters.
Roll for feet.
Roll for feet. They're stinky.
No, but we're also going to stream some Baldur's Gate with Melinda, who has never
played
before.
Yeah.
Live AMA with the cast. You could pick a movie to make us watch.
Merch?
Yep. Oh. Well, that's the second announcement here.
I spilled it.
Spilled the beans.
We're too excited about it because this is going to be good.
We get feedback that's like, hey, you know, you guys have a great show, but your art is fantastic.
I feel like that's
the
only thing.
That was the first about 15 episodes.
Facts.
Oh, well, we want to support Jordan, our amazing artist. We shout her out every episode because she's an integral part of making what we do feel cool and legit and fun.
Absolutely.
And you can support her, too, and the show by going on our merch store. It's going to be linked right here in the show notes. You can also find it through our Patreon.
Yeah.
But go check it out, because they actually look sick.
They look incredible.
We're all going to get some and be wearing it.
Mm. So all the time.
Literally, yes. Good luck seeing me not wearing it now.
Because we love this show, even if it's just us who are the biggest fans.
Mm. And your mother.
And your mother. And my actual mother.
Shout out to your mother.
Your mother and Melinda's actual mother. Yeah.
She texted me and
shout
she
out
was
to
like,
your mother always
I'm caught up on all the episodes and sent me like the eyeball emoji. I was like, Mom.
Mama.
And speaking of your mother, one of our biggest Discord members, check out the Discord for more information on the merch store and links and the Patreon and announcements of this sort of stuff. And you can even maybe, you know, check into the Black Hat Lounge.
That's your own risk.
That shit is unbelievable, dude.
Oh, if you don't know what we're talking about, it is just some fun that we have on our Discord
doing fun, experimental, kind of online chat-based roleplay game sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Emphasis on experimental.
Emphasis on fun.
Highly experimental.
It's cinema, baby.
Well, thank you so much for sitting and listening through all of these announcements that isn't the content you're probably
Boring.
Came here expecting.
Boring.
But we're excited and want to share it off. Yeah. So let's get to the real introduction. I'm Andrew, and I play the character Artie.
I'm Deanna, and I play the character El Capitan.
Oh, I'm Matthew, and I play everyone else.
And I'm Ian, and I play Levi.
I'm Melinda, and I play Theo. Awesome. I wasn't following that energy.
It doesn't actually make sense when you say I play everyone else and you're not last. I just realized.
Can we? Yeah.
Thank you.
That's why I should be last.
That's what I've been going for this whole time. But I'm glad someone got it.
I mean, should we change
it?
Yeah,
I just now realized.
Yeah. Deanna, we have to make sure he goes in the between us every single time.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to look at him and force him to say his name.
I play everyone else except for Levi and Theo. Okay.
All right, since this has already been a long introduction and this is a very spicy episode going into figuring out all the fallout from last episode. Let's just make it a really quick question here.
What would your character's favorite movie be? Modern day movies.
I dig it. All
right, let's go. Let's run it.
All right, run it. Do it.
Also, if you have your own question, feel free to hop on the Discord and ask it.
Basically, you should just join the Discord.
Please help us. Coming up with questions.
Yeah, I hope we don't sound desperate, though.
Please.
Please. Somebody.
No, but listen. Also, like, for your own benefit.
Yeah. Join actually, for your own benefit, sick in there.
You're welcome.
It's so, actually, you're welcome. Okay.
Favorite movie, though. Artie's favorite movie, obviously, is... I was going to say the first thing that came to my brain, but I didn't like it. I was going to say Cars.
I was thinking Wall-E.
I think Wall-E's a better answer. I actually don't remember Cars. I think I saw it once when it came out.
It's pretty based. Honestly, the politics of Cars are pretty good.
Cars is anatomically terrifying, is what that movie is.
Ooh. I hate it when you say this. He sent me a graphic on this once. It was the brain and this inside of the car. I was like,
The more you think about it, the worse it gets.
You're an actor, okay? Suspend your fucking disbelief, okay?
I demand rules.
It's a universe in which Cars...
To suspend said
if you
disbelief.
Subscribe to the Pixar multiverse, the Pixar single universe theory, then it's actually magic. It's not biology.
It's magic.
Due to the events that happen in Brave,
yes,
causing magic to enter the world,
yes,
which explains the toys coming to life and the cars is a post-apocalyptic
yes.
future.
Yes.
After
that, it's all connected.
It's all connected, man.
You're going crazy.
That's why Artie loves Cars. That's why Artie loves Cars, because he loves the universe theory, not because he actually loves the films.
That makes so much sense.
I'm glad we had this quick question. Yeah.
I know.
Exactly. Burn through it.
El Capitan, movie, go.
I got
us. What do you expect?
I know. I have two and I can't pick. The first one that came to mind was John Wick.
That's sick.
Okay. And then the second one I thought was Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I don't know why.
Hell of a combo.
I see Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yeah.
I can see the John Wick.
That chaotic duo makes so much sense.
Yes. Well,
yeah, honestly, if someone says El Capitan is a combination of John Wick and Ferris Bueller, I'd be like, yep.
That makes sense. Exactly. That checks out. Yeah. Ian, how about yours?
I think mine would be Doctor Strangelove. Some old school Kubrick. Very political, but it's a comedy. Peter O'Toole plays fucking three different characters in it. He's fucking incredible. Yeah.
This is just Ian's favorite.
Yeah, this movie. Is just.
No, this isn't. It's not even my favorite Kubrick.
What is your favorite Kubrick?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Nah.
He wanted you to ask him that so bad.
Yeah, no, I have that one on me. Weird sex cult stuff? Hell yeah, dude. I'm so down. No,
that's soon to become
if it's sexy,
favorite movie.
He into it.
He is big sexy after all.
Sexy,
exactly.
Anything? He's into it.
I mean, look at him. He's wearing a choker.
I am wearing a choker. It's pink.
You guys can't see it, but visualize Big Sexy wearing a pink choker.
Mm.
And then try to keep it together.
And then try to keep it together.
Fan try to keep your pants for on. Ian coming on the Discord.
My neck vein is throbbing.
I hated that so bad.
See it all the way up his
forehead. He took it there. He took it there.
All right, Theo's favorite movie?
Oh, fuck. Maybe this is a stupid answer. Bohemian Rhapsody.
With Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Oh,
why not?
I love that. A little bio about a musician.
I don't know in which this world, in okay, so Earth exists as a planet in our world, and I guess Queen is a rock band that she would know.
Yeah.
But
something
that would inspire her like that. I was going to say a rock documentary.
Yeah. Let's play.
So what happened last time was after El Capitan ejected out of a eeny, meeny, miny, mo game and was facing off against the gangsters that she made a bet with about, you know, sort of like, hey, if I race really, really well, you know, give me some money back kind of thing. And then she just screwed the pooch entirely on that one. But in their attempts to try to punish her for it, they rolled a nat one and everything fell apart for Tweedledee and Tweedledum of the two of the guards. At which point, Levi was there and Artie came running in with Kallax. But in that firefight that then ensued, Kallax got just gunned down, blown away. Nothing to be done about it. Four direct
sacrificed
hits, huge damage.
Four dice rolls over, was it 16, 17?
Over 15.
Over 15.
Four dice rolls, 15, all were 15 and above.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, anyway, that was to hit. So they all were like, oh, no, I can't fudge it. Like, it was like, no, they were hit. They were hits. And in that process, the sort of rest of the crew led by Theo with Maris and Alistair came in getting ready to try to see what they could do to help, but kind of smartly pulled off and were able to help Shepherd chauffeur the group back to the hostel with Gladys riding the floaty backpack, the jetpack. So yes, you guys are all back at the hostel right now at the end of the second to last day before the race. So I guess at this point, this is kind of a good opportunity for a little lowdown between the group before y'all probably collapse in exhaustion, as it was the longest day that ever existed.
Well, that's right. You were trying to get through these really quickly.
Tried to do it in like two sessions, but here we are, eight later. So yeah, so I kind of let y'all take it away at this point. Pretty much everyone you know is here in the living quarters here with the four of y'all. Sam is the one person who was not present. Maris is there. Alistair is there. Gladys is there. Nikki G has actually arrived.
Are you okay, El Capitan? That seems like really intense.
What?
I mean, yeah, you got... There was a firefight. People were trying to kill you. That's...
Yeah. Are you guys all okay?
I feel like I had a really good day, and I feel like I missed a lot about what happened. Like, I just missed, like, I just got there at the end.
I'm confused. I'm thankful and happy, and I'm just, why were you guys there? How did you know I was racing?
I didn't know that you were racing. I went there because I was having a kind of a rough day. And then Gladys offered to take me to see something exciting, and I ended up at the racetrack and placed a pretty big bet that I'm not gonna get back.
Wait, you didn't go together to the racetrack?
No.
You placed a bet of how much?
50,000 credits. Yeah, I can. I'm fine. I can.
At the moment that you say 50,000 credits, Maris and Alistair both perk up a little bit. What do you mean? What do you mean 50,000 credits? Where did you get 50,000 credits?
We made a bit of a deal with on the last planet with Chava.
Care to explain more? Didn't want to include us?
The way we're looking at it is it's communal funds, and yeah, we should have
communal.
Told
you. I don't see any funds in my account. Alistair, do you? He shakes his head.
Look, we can discuss the money because
important. How much money did you all get?
4 million credits.
4 million?
4 million credits.
When were you planning on telling us?
Look, guys, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. It
seems like it's been a bit of a whirlwind because you've been keeping a whole bunch of secrets.
You've been distancing yourself from us.
If you forgot, I was shot.
Oh, my God.
Had to actually recover from that.
And now what are you doing?
I came in to help save your friends.
Okay. Whatever, you want money and then you want to leave? Is that what you want?
Might be the case now.
Oh, my God.
No, we fucked up on that. I genuinely am. I'm really sorry about that. However, Look, can we have this discussion tomorrow? I'm really sorry, and I apologize for it, and I'm down to make, you know, our condolences and, you know, talk about it later. But, like, right now, I don't need another thing on top of what already has happened today, if that makes sense.
What else has happened today?
I didn't win the race that I was set to win, and so I had to try to get the money back that I thought I might lose as well. And Ari's brother is...
Well, you were trying to get... You were racing for money?
No, I just wanted to race, and then I fucked shit up.
Well, those guys, though, they were, like, gonna hurt you, right?
Yes, yeah.
And you're worried about money, Maris? Which makes sense. You want mine. You can have what I pulled out of it.
Yeah,
I spent some of it on the ship, but I can just transfer it over to you.
Fine, but your brother?
So I had like a million, but I spent quite a bit of it on the ship.
I can give
so
you some of mine too. I just got a
999,000. $995,000 is what I got left.
Your brother?
Yeah, my brother showed up.
Your brother just showed up?
Yeah, he was looking for us. He tracked our ship because he was worried about me and found us.
How did he do that?
He was in the ship that was attacking the Tartarus. That was my brother, I've learned.
Who the hell is your brother? Who the hell are you?
Well, I mean, if we're all trying to be honest here, then my brother is someone that I think you actually know.
No.
Kallax?
Your brother is Kallax?
Yeah.
Wait.
You said was? What happened to him?
And El Capitan looks to see if what Artie's reaction is, to see whether like he wants to like talk about it or not.
I'm on my datapad trying to do a money transfer to Maris. So I think I could just transfer this with your number. It's a big transfer, but it should go through
Artie,
and then you can have that. What?
What happened to Kallax?
Maris, I. Can we just please just
no,
just
we can't,
talk
we
about
can't
something
just talk
else
about
right
about
now?
Something else. If you, Kallax was here and something happened to him, if he is a prince of the Umbric Empire, then we're all in incredible danger. What do you all think this is? Like, is this some game to you? Like, do you want to just playing willy nilly with your lives? Like, what with mine? With Alistair's? What is this?
Who are you, Maris? Who are you?
I'm somebody that's just trying to stay alive at this point.
And how do you know Kallax, then? Why are you so pressed?
I, similarly, it sounds like, to Artie, left my family too. But I'm not, my family is not remotely as important as Kallax's or Artie's. So while you, I'm sure you would like to look for some reason to paint me as the bad guy. You're the ones that hid stuff from me, hid stuff from us. Got a huge payday and didn't want to include us in it. And then you're just... What happened to Kallax?
He got shot about 4 times, the final one going through his skull.
Artie.
Kallax died?
Oh my god.
What is your deal, Theo? What is your problem with me about this?
I think you're a hypocrite.
Go ahead, explain to me how.
You want to talk about us, about keeping secrets, but we know absolutely nothing about you. And you're just mad all the time. I shot you on accident. Shit has happened to all of us. Let it the fuck go. Let it go.
You're misinterpreting what's going on here.
Okay.
You need to pull it together, because if Kallax was killed here by some goons in the Free Planet Alliance, you understand what's going to happen?
No, I don't!
Use your head.
Okay, then talk to me like I'm fucking stupid because you already think that I am. And explain to me what's gonna happen. I'm sick of you belittling me, so tell me what's going on.
If someone kills the prince, the one in line for the throne
again
of the Interstellar Empire,
attitude.
You don't think that might start something? That might start a war between the Free Planet Alliance and the Interstellar Empire, that they might not bring down an entire army on this planet, gunning for the lot of you, for me, for Sam, for Alistair, for everyone here? We're dead.
Not necessarily. Kallax came in secret. We deleted the security camera footage of the incidents. It might look like Kallax was investigating a gang or getting something in on his own and died doing who knows what. There's nothing that directly connects it to us right now. There has to be a bit more investigation for that.
You cleared every security cam.
I mean,
in the betting house?
Yeah.
On the floor where that gunfight took place?
Yeah. Well, not every security camera. I think there was like... No, but we cleared the feed, though. We cleared the feed.
Yeah.
Which feed?
The feed inside the betting house.
Did you clear the feed outside of the betting house where you both were standing?
If they're connected to the same mainframe, which I'm pretty sure they were, then yes. But if not, then no. And that's the fucking situation right now. So the way I see it, I don't think we can do the race anymore. I think we need to get the hell off this planet. Because who knows what they're going to do with the body. I mean, they're mafia goons. There's a good chance, perhaps, that they will want to cover this up, especially if it's going to have IE ties, and Kallax's body will be just gone forever. And nobody will find out about it. That's an ideal situation. Whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. But that doesn't change the fact that there are going to be some really powerful people on this planet looking for us. And I think we should leave ASAP. Where to go now? I don't know. Maybe we should all just rest up. And then we can leave come midday tomorrow. And I think with that, I'm going to walk to my room.
Yeah, so Levi, you head on out to your room. Already just housekeeping, doubling back. You sent all of your money to Maris?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that went through. What do the three of you want to do? You're sitting there with Alistair, Maris, and Nikki G.
I'm going to my room. Who else needs to get paid? Because Sam and Alistair also need to get paid. So I'm going to pay them and Audie. So I have 9,900, nine, whatever the fuck. I have a bunch of money and I'll split that.
You split that three ways?
Four, because I still want some.
So you give like a quarter to Artie, mm-hmm, and then a quarter to Alistair and a quarter, yeah, to Sam?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, just you can figure out the math and do
gotcha.
That. Yeah. Yeah, you head to your room and you dole out that cash. And Artie, you see your account go from a high number to zero, back up to a high-ish number. And Artie and El Capitan, you...
Did everybody else leave, or...?
Right now, it's you, Maris, Alistair, Artie, and Nikki G.
I'm just kind of waiting to see what Artie's going to do.
I'm going to bed. Then Maris heads off to sleep, and Alistair, after a few moments, sort of looks around and shakes his head and heads off as well. So it's Nikki G, you, and you two. Artie, I'm sorry. I am sorry.
We weren't that close or anything, so it's not that big of a deal.
He's still your brother. I am sorry.
Thank you. I'm fine. Well, if we're going to be leaving soon, then I might go, pull an all-nighter on the ship, try to get those upgrades and stuff installed, because that's going to be tougher to do in space. How do you feel, Capitan? You worried about the race and stuff?
I'll help you. whatever you tell me. Yeah, just tell me what you need from me.
How do you feel about leaving the planet?
Yeah, whatever's fine. Whatever Levi says.
But don't you want to run the race, though, right?
And then I run off to my room.
Well, Capitan?
Good night. I just go off.
Yeah. El Capitan, you leave. Artie, you're there in the living quarters with Nikki G. You need some help with the stuff? I don't know if y'all are leaving or not, but.
Not sure either. Not sure what's going on or what makes sense. Sounds like a lot of people are just making fearful decisions right now.
Yeah, I think some cooler heads tomorrow might be what prevails.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me, too. You okay? Your revolution stuff in jeopardy?
Well, I guess it sounds like your dad comes in with fully loaded, then I don't think that's going to matter much. So kind of got to wait and see, it seems like.
It's not going to happen soonish, because my dad won't want to run in with the fleet right now in vengeance for his son. He's a politician. He doesn't do things rash. He's a very strategic person, and if he wants a war, which I think he does, it would be to try to rally the houses around him to secure his own power in the Imperial Empire, which is starting to lessen. So he would use it as a big rallying cry. And so if he were to come in here and kind of quash it in a day, that really doesn't give him a lot of power to build up a force first, which is, you know, it's not really about, he doesn't care about the Free Alliance. He doesn't care about the Martian conglomerate. He cares about House of Drix, who's running the helio mines and getting more money and losing power within the house system of the Empire.
Wait, you're saying that we have some time then?
I would think so. I mean, there's going to be, I think the Free Planet Alliance is going to want to hide this because they don't want their own planet to get blown up. So I'm not saying it's not going to come out, but it's going to take a little while for it to come out. And then when it comes out, I don't think my father is going to run in here guns a-blazing. He's going to make a big, loud noise about honor of the Empire and how we all need to rally together, as long as he can keep that out before doing action to solidify his own power at home.
I don't mean to add further trauma to this whole situation, but you said your brother was shot in the head?
Yeah. Through the skull.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but God, is...
I know what you're trying to ask. I know what you're trying to ask. I know what you're trying to ask.
Is his face missing?
It happened really fast.
Well, what you're telling me is that if once your father finds out, he's going to have to rally all the Interstellar Empire to his side to come in against the Free Planet Alliance for doing what they did.
He's not like my grandfather. He doesn't have them all under his thumb. He needs to...
Fine, but he's going to use this as an opportunity for that. And that means that we have an opportunity to do the same.
I mean, honestly, I don't really care about the politics stuff, but if I were trying to overthrow the syndicate, I think this would be the perfect time to make an alliance with the Empire.
I'm not going to exchange one authoritarian for another. But that doesn't mean that we don't have an opportunity to combine the forces of the Free Planet Alliance under one banner. If we know that they're going to come in either way, then we know that their hand's been forced. It's just a matter of time, no?
Hey, Imperial Empire is happy to have a really long, drawn-out, half-committed war. That does really good for them. So if you want to play the other side of that and unite a faction against them to go duke it out for a long time to help solidify the Empire's power, they're happy to have you go to war with them, I'm sure.
That's something I got to think about. I'm unbelievably sorry for your loss, Artie. I'm sorry that this is being turned into some pawn for bigger scheming.
It's not being turned into some pawn. It's always been a pawn for bigger scheming.
And I think with that, Nikki Jean nods and she heads off to wherever she's going to go. Artie, are you gonna go into the ship, or are you gonna go to bed, or what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I don't think I'm sleeping tonight, so I'll probably just go to the ship.
Okay,
and basically continue the work there.
Okay, you're just planning on fixing all holographic stuff for Skye's.
Yeah, my two things I want to do is the holographic stuff and then my little rail system.
Got it. Which one would you rather prioritize?
Finishing the holographic.
Okay,
stuff.
Great. All right, I think that's fine. Give me a physical saving throw, though. First roll of the day.
Natural 20.
Wow. Wee.
Yeah, I think with the nat 20, I mean, this has been an exhausting day, potentially traumatizing day, but I think.
What, do I seem traumatized?
potentially. I think.
I'm like Levi, I'm all good.
Yeah, but I think with that, what would normally not be restorative by pulling an all-nighter, this ends up being so for you.
It is how I learned to tinker is.
Yeah.
By pulling all-nighters to not deal with house politics.
Yeah,
so here
exactly.
We go.
So you're sort of right back where you started.
Hey, everyone. This episode is brought to you today by Dum Dums and Dragons.
Woo! Dum Dums and Dragons.
We love some Dum Dums.
They're super cool. If you haven't heard them, they are a very classic D&D actual play. Got great characters, very fun fantasy elements.
What kind of fantasy?
Like wizards and elves. And of course, La Crazy Monster.
I was like, dragon?
Dragon.
Yeah.
They have really good backstories for the characters, and they're all improvisers and comedians.
Oh,
so they're we
got a leg up on us
we
on that.
Love that.
We're not comedians. We're fucking stupid.
No.
They're all improvisers and comedians that just wanted to play D&D and found all the rules a bit daunting, so they just made their show to make it a little bit more fun and easy for
rules
them.
Rules are daunting. That's
fuck
that's
the
effect.
Rules.
Fuck hell yeah.
Yeah. Fuck your rules, man.
Run found a good GM to help guide them through that, and they've been playing since 2017.
Yay.
Oh, wow. I graduated high school in 2017.
Whoa.
You did not?
Yeah.
What? You are a baby.
I get fucked.
We're the same age, but you're a baby.
Still going strong after 6 seasons.
6 seasons?
Yeah.
Wow.
With the same story?
Same cast. They have like the same core cast.
Sick.
But they also have special guests on the shows that haven't played before, so they can like kind of show them the fun, wacky, like spirit of D&D introduction sort of thing.
With no daunting rules.
Very friendly cast, very friendly show. Check it out. It's a romp.
Dum-Dums and Dragons.
Dum-Dums and Dragons has been downloaded 4 million times.
Wow.
They're on this really cool network called Fable and Folly.
I hear it's really cool.
I heard it's really cool, and they only accept really cool podcasts to be part of that network.
So Fable and Folly sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Check out Dum Dums and Dragons.
Check them out.
Wherever that is that you listen to your
podcast. Wherever that
is. Wherever.
At home, in your car.
Are you a dum-dum?
Or a dragon.
Oh.
You tell me.
Definitely not a dragon.
Ah, fuck you. No, my high school mascot was the dragon. Get fucked.
Which you graduated from in 2017.
Yeah, which I graduated from in 2017. Full circle.
All right. So, it is finally the next day. We have finally gotten there. Before we quite do that, I'm just curious. I know, Artie, you were working away all night, but the three of you, Theo, Levi, El Capitan, do any of you sleep? What's going on in your bunks while you're there?
Oh, we haven't quite made it to the next day.
Well, I feel like, well, hold on. It's like 12:01, so it's the next day.
I am getting high off my mind because it's the only way I know how to cope.
Hell yeah. So I think just with that, I think we'll just do this. I think in practice, like just pure numbing yourself out, you consume as much marijuana as you have and can get your hands on to a point that it's like
Megatron mode.
I think you go past that to a point where you like green out. And it's like the only, like you're just doing everything to keep it together. And at this point, you just try to get to a point where you just knock yourself out as much as possible, which I think you do, but I don't think you feel all that great in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Levi, Theo?
You know, a bitch loves a shower, so I probably like stood in the shower for like way too long, and then I probably tried to go to bed, but that wasn't happening. So a bitch started writing, and then I think probably at about 3 a.m. I leave and I head to my man's house.
Winnick?
Yeah.
You go to Winnick's place, you mean?
Well, his shop, does he not live there, basically?
You text them, you up?
Yeah.
Well, okay, all right, okay. We have a little scene to play out then. Okay, so you around 3 o'clock, head over towards Winnick's. All right, Levi, what about you?
man. I feel like I just want to feel like as small as possible, if that makes sense. Mm. Like I feel like I want to feel like insignificant in that my actions don't matter, if that makes sense. So I feel like I'd be like, I'd grab like a blanket. I'd like sit in the corner, not even on my fucking bed, and I'd have like the fan whirling, make it really cold so I can just fucking like really like huddle up in my blanket. And then I'd grab the wooden doll. My gonna throw back to episode one. The little wooden doll my mom gave me, and hold on to that and feel the wood and feel the craftsmanship.
Yeah, I think for a level, like for an amount of time that you is practically indeterminate for you, you're just sort of mindlessly going through that until you kind of fall asleep, just get in the corner of and just out of pure physical exhaustion. All right, Theo. So,
right,
you leave.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh God!
As you are leaving the hostel, you run into Maris and Alistair.
Fuck you!
That's so rude.
That is not the cutscene I was trying to have.
I know, too bad.
Can I be rude and not talk to them?
Sure.
Okay, do they say anything to me?
I think they look at you in a little bit of surprise that you're up, but I don't think they say anything initially.
I ignore Maris. Mm. I look at Alistair in the face and I say, did you get your money?
He nods.
I give him a fist bump if he gives it back to me, and then I walk away.
I think after a moment, he does.
Okay, cool. And then I leave. And then I enjoy my stroll.
All right, yeah. So you stroll up to Winnix. And he doesn't live here. So you get there and the shop is closed.
I assumed it was like he lives in a top part of it.
Yeah, I assumed
okay,
that too.
Fine. We'll do it. Fine.
Like that old man is not closing up shop and like walking seven blocks every day.
All right, fine. Sure. The thing is sort of a two-story little thing. There was a little ladder. There's a little like stairwell thing that he climbs up to where he would live in his little apartment. But it is still through the main door, so. Shop does technically stay closed.
Great. But there's like a bell or something. There's got to be.
Sure.
Okay, great. I ring the bell.
Yeah, you ring it. After a little while, you hear over the intercom a very sleepy voice.
Hello. Can I help you? Theo, what are you doing here?
Love that you knew it was me.
I can see you on the camera.
Right. Oh, I didn't think it was that fancy. I'm really sorry to bother you.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I don't want to bother you, but can I just like hang out in the shop and ride a bit? I promise I won't do anything. I don't know. I could pay you for your time.
Okay. Is everything okay? Never mind. That's a bad question to ask.
Yeah, I just feeling inspired to write, and I'm struggling to do it where I was at.
All right, yeah. So with that, I think when you do hear the like sound of the door opening, of the latch opening, and you're able to head inside, and some of the lights turn on.
With all due respect, I am gonna go back to sleep. It's quite early in the morning.
I'm actually surprised you entered at all. So thanks.
Yeah.
Am I going to bother you down here?
No, you'll be fine. I mean, don't play any rock and guitar solos, but...
What did you think I was going to do here, then?
Well, I thought you said you were going to write songs.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Thank you. At least wear headphones so that it's not in the amp and, you know, you understand? All right, good night. I'll see you in a few hours when I wake up at 5 a.m.
And he goes back to sleep. All right, so you're gonna be here and write some songs?
I think what happens, how I see it in my head, is I have already started, like, I have, like, a bunch of, like, pieces of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think probably within an hour, she has an entire album written. And I
need
think...
to roll for that.
Okay, great.
I'm gonna need to roll for that.
What do you want me to roll?
Performance, probably.
Exert.
Could be exert. No, I guess perform. Let's go perform. We'll see how much you get. Double ones. Triple ones.
That'd be really funny. Right. Another EP then.
Yeah. Just a single.
Fine. Plus anything?
Perform plus
Constitution?
Probably wisdom or charisma.
We'll take charisma.
Yeah, I was like, a dealer's choice then?
Yeah, whatever's higher. Yeah.
That's an 11.
I'll say, you write most of an album. I don't think you get all of it. I think it still needs, it's not like ready to go.
Well, no, obviously I would, okay.
Well, that's the confidence with which you said it initially, so.
Well, I was trying to, you know, manifest that my album is complete. What do you want from me?
It's close. It's real close.
Okay, so then I get very nearly close to finishing the album, and I pass the fuck out.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Great, thanks.
Put a guitar in your lap.
Yeah, just.
Actually.
Yeah. I'll give just an opportunity if you want to, Artie. I think when you get to the ship, Sky does say to you, hello, Artie.
Hi, Sky.
What are you here for?
I was just going to keep working on the hologram stuff for you. Have you been thinking about how you want to appear?
Yes, I have given it some consideration.
Awesome. I heard Theo suggested you go somewhere that you didn't think you could go. You said, and I told her how to tell her no.
Yes, it was a physical impossibility with my current capacities.
Yeah, it checks out. How you doing?
I am okay. How are you doing?
Oh,
where is your brother?
Right. Sorry, you're the first one I think that asked me how I'm doing today, actually. I haven't thought of that. My brother is... dead. He's dead. He got shot in the head, and so he's dead now.
Your brother was killed?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, you know, being a hero, doing his hero thing. So,
how are you doing?
Right. Keep asking me that. I'm doing... I feel like for a moment I was excited to be a part of my family, and I hadn't felt that for a really, really long time. And now it's just, I remember why it sucks.
I am sorry to hear that.
Well, shouldn't surprise me. I don't know why I let it surprise me. I'm kind of upset with myself.
Upset with yourself?
Yeah, I just...
I don't understand.
I just thought that maybe things would be different. And I wasn't trusting my impulses, my instincts.
Your instincts to avoid your brother? I don't think I fully comprehend.
I messed up my algorithm. I need to readjust and fix it, because I don't like to have to feel certain ways.
That has always appeared to me to be a feature of the human condition, not a bug.
I think it's a feature for some people. So, I was going to fix up those holograms and see if I could work on that tonight and get that all pinned up for you. I'm really excited to have you feel like you're more a full member of the crew.
Well, thank you. I will leave you to it, unless you would like company.
I don't mind some company. We can keep chatting. I think I really start telling Sky about my childhood memories.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Sky, there was this, my first ship that I ever built.
Hmm.
From scratch.
You built a whole ship from scratch?
Yeah, it was just like a little shuttle. Like, it wasn't like, you know, it's not like this.
Still, that's very impressive that you built it on your own.
Well, my sister helped. She's one that kind of taught me how to do all the tinkering stuff, and we built it together. And she's usually busy with family business stuff, so I worked on it a lot on my own too. And we took it out for the first test flight, and my aunt came with us. She does not get along with my father, her brother, but she loves us, and she likes to, you know, like do things that are a little more fun, things that we're not really allowed to do normally.
The cool aunt, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. Very typical cool aunt, I would say. And one of the things she did is she gave me my first drink as a kid.
which is very fun and exciting, but I don't drink anymore.
How old were you?
14.
14 for your first drink. That, from what I've heard, is illegal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when your family writes the laws...
You can do what you want.
Yeah, that was the vibe my aunt had. But we did... My sister did not do the best job of piloting the shuttle, and we did get in trouble with the local authorities on Planetside. One of my first trips to Planetside, too, from our space station that we normally lived in.
Which planet?
Corbworld 1, big city planet. As soon as I saw it was us, it was kind of like, oh, shit, we're in trouble for getting these people in trouble. And they had to do, they basically like really backpedaled and pulled out. But we were seen, and there was a camera that caught us, and so there was like a big tabloidy thing. And then didn't get a lot of FaceTime with my father growing up, but that was going to be one of those moments where I had to like sit outside of his chamber. And him and my sister from inside the chamber were just going at it. And she's usually, they usually don't argue. They're usually like kind of on the same page about stuff. And they were talking about planets and politics and all this sort of stuff. And I was sitting next to my mom and I was super nervous because like here I am, this kid that just got caught drinking and have to go talk to the dad.
The Emperor.
Yes, the Emperor. And he has some strict expectations. And my mom was prepping me, you know, she was telling me that things are going to be like to just be honest and to speak with him with respect and the normal things, you know, my mom always, you know, she could tell it was hard for us, I think, growing up under that. And when the doors opened, the house guard, we're flanking the entryway and my sister walks out and there's my dad in his ready room and he's got his giant pallets, his giant cloak sitting over this holographic map of the Empire, leaning over the desk, looking very annoyed. And I waited to be invited in and my mother just asked me, said, go on, Artie, go talk to your father. And so I come in, and I feel like I stood there for years waiting for him to notice me. And eventually he turned around and saw me, and he looked surprised, like he wasn't even expecting me. And I immediately, you know, start with, like, I'm sorry, Father, for what I did to the family's name and the reputation and for not maintaining my status. And my little litany that I had already rehearsed in my head 100 times. And he just kind of looks at me for a minute and goes, you have an important purpose greater than the duty that you see before you. And it was like the first time I feel like my father was actually like talking to me as like trying to tell me something, and I didn't really understand at the time.
Do you think you understand now?
No. But I think I'm starting to.
And I think with that, let's end the session there.
And this has been the Looters Podcast. The Looters are Andrew Galtland as Artie, Deanna Newval as El Capitan, Ian Overton as Levi, Melinda Macklem as Theo, and Matthew Aberly as the Game Master. Our art is from Jordan Jordan, and you can now have that art in your own home in the form of a sticker or a t-shirt because we have a brand new Patreon page, so please do go check that out. You can just search for Looters on the Patreon site or follow the link in our show notes. And a big thank you to Dum Dums and Dragons. It's a great show. You should definitely go check them out. You can also find their link in our show notes or listen to them wherever you're listening to us right now. Looters is a production of Digital Negative. I'm your producer, Nikki Galtland, and we record under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Looters continue their adventure next Tuesday. Until then, later, Looters.
There's going to be hats. hats. And, or wait, I don't know if it's going to be hats.
Everything else you could think of.
Except for that single syllable you put.
Mugs.
This is why I was anxious today, because I was so much.
Tote bags.
Stickers.
Mugs. Tote bags.
Hoodies.
Hoodies.
G-strings.
Chokers.
Chokers.
Okay, calm down.
This is all the horny episode.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Now playing from Voyage Media.
A naked woman picked up the recently decapitated head of a goat that had been sitting in a large silver-colored bowl. She held the goat's head high above hers, its dull black eyes staring emptily as she threw her black hair and allowed the blood to trickle down the front of her body.
When the lights go down, what stories really stick with you? Presenting Fever Dreams, an anthology of dark genre stories. Horror, crime, sci-fi.
My eyes settled on a crystal piece, the only thing hanging on any of the walls. A man's face, set inside a raging sun. The eyes started to glow.
Now playing from Voyage Media, in association with Seven Lamb Productions, creators of the hit audio drama Tower 4. A new descent into darkness in every episode. Season 1 of Fever Dreams, a pulp collection. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.